3, 2, 1. Thank you, and welcome once again to another radio program from the Independence Baptist Church of Forestdale, Missouri. We are glad you're listening today, and we trust that the things that we say today will be a blessing and a help to you. We do want to take this opportunity to invite you to the church services at the Independence Baptist Church. Our Sunday school begins this morning at 10 o'clock and our regular preaching service about 11. And you're welcome to come to both or either one of these services. Our worship tonight begins at 4 o'clock. And we're usually out by 5, 5:30. And we have lots of time for good fellowship afterwards. And we want you to come and be with us in these services. Bring your Bibles and bring your families. And if you're looking for a place to worship God, and it may be that there are those folks that are just disgusted with religion, per se. Well, if you want to come to a place, not where you're pacified or where that your every whim is taken care of, but if you want to come to a place where that people have a desire to worship God and to serve Him, and just to do what the Bible said, and to use the Bible as a basis for your everyday life, then you come to the services of the Independence Baptist Church. Get acquainted with us. And I think you'll find there a place where God is glorified, where sin is preached against, and where that God's will is the desire of the people's hearts. We invite you to come today to these services. We want to continue this morning in our study of Satan. We've been studying the last 6 or 7 Sunday mornings concerning the wiles of Satan. And we've studied how that Satan is the great tempter, and how that Satan gives us evil thoughts. We've studied how that Satan takes advantage of us and how that Satan binds us to evil habits and thoughts and ways. Lesson number 5 was on Satan hindering us in our fellowship and our service with the Lord. Last Sunday, we studied about how that Satan accuses us of all kinds of evil things. And now this morning, we want to study about Satan, the great deceiver. Satan is a great deceiver. The Bible tells us in Revelation chapter 12 and verse 9, the Bible said, and the great dragon was cast out, that is, cast out of heaven, and he is cast down upon this earth. You see, there was a great war going on in heaven between God and Satan. And of course, God always wins. And Satan has been cast out. Now notice what the Bible says where Satan is cast out to. In Revelation 12, in verse 9, the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent, called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. The Bible teaches us here that Satan is the devil, that he is called the old serpent. He is called the great dragon. And the Bible also says that he is the one that deceiveth the whole world. I want you to think about the enormity of Satan's deeds. The Bible said here that Satan has deceived the whole world. In other words, what he is deceiving. And Satan has tricked the entire world. Satan has hidden the facts from the entire world because that's what it means to be deceived. Satan has change things. Satan has made it look like that it's going to be rosy when all the time it's actually full of terrible wickedness that's going to come. The Bible tells us in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 11 concerning these things about Satan and his workers in verse 13. For such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Notice here in verse 13, the Bible said that there's false apostles. You know, today there's folks that say that they're apostles. But the Bible said they're false apostles. And the Bible said that they have transformed themselves into the apostles of Christ. The Bible said these same folks are deceitful workers. So they are workers. They're going. I mean, they're doing all kinds of things. But the problem is they're deceitful in what they're doing. They are not telling you the end result of what is really going on. Now, don't be surprised and don't be startled that there are those folks that hide the truth, because that's exactly what happens. Notice in the book of Matthew, chapter 7, the Bible talks about false prophets which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. And so what happens here is that Satan comes, and what he really is, he hides from you. He hides from me. And then there are those people that are representative of Satan. And these people are hiding from you and hiding from me what they really are. Just like Satan comes as the Bible says, as a ravening wolf, but they're clothed with sheep's clothing. So there is a deceiving that's going on. And I want you to picture in your mind here, here is the wolf. And the wolf comes, and he's come as a ravening wolf. He's come to destroy and to hurt all that he can get. But what does he look like? And pictured in your mind, here you have a wolf. But he's pictured as one that's clothed over with a sheep's skin. Got a question. Where did the wolf get the sheepskin? When you think about it, he had to kill a sheep to get the skin. And I want you to see this great truth, that Satan is cold-blooded in his desires to destroy the children of God. Satan, in his absolute terribleness and all of his wickedness, has killed one sheep. He has destroyed the inner part of that sheep, that is, the life of the sheep. And he takes the outward look of the sheep and covers himself up with it and comes to get another one. He is disguised. Satan is the great deceiver. Satan will hide the result of sin. It is a true fact. It is evident in this world in which we live in 1989 that there are those advertisements that picture sin in the greatest light of all. There are those advertisements that show young people who are eating and drinking and smoking and using the tobacco products, and they're just having a great time. But those young folks are healthy. And Satan would hide the result of using tobacco products. Satan will not show you the hospitals with the people laying there. They have cancer, or they have emphysema, or some other kind of dread disease. Satan will not show you the result of this great sin. Satan will not show you the result of the continued overindulgence of alcohol. He will not show you that result. Of the broken homes, Satan will not show you the tattered children, because daddy has to go drink or mommy has to go drink. As far as gambling is concerned, it looks good. Satan will show you the fun and the enjoyment and the pleasure that is derived from all of the gambling, but Satan will not show you how that mom and daddy can't pay the bills, and how that they lose their homes as a result of spending their money unwisely. Satan will show you the pleasure of sin for a season, but will not show you the end result of that sin. Satan will picture adultery and fornication as a marvelous source of infinite pleasure and something to be greatly desired. But he will not show you the broken home. He will not show you the end result of children having to live without both parents. There's even a song that says, "How can it be so wrong if it feels so good?" This is nothing but the deceiving of Satan. That's all that it is. And so we ought to see that is, if you today If you want real pleasure out of your life, if you want real enjoyment, if you want real peace and real longing, true satisfaction, then the way to get it is to go the way of Jesus Christ. I want to tell you today that the Bible has laid down the way of peace in this life. God's Word is true. And God does not intend at all for the people upon this earth to live in the kind of world that they're living in, where that there is sin and hatred and hurt all over. God has given us the model that we might find peace and joy in this life, in our families and with our homes. If we'll just follow what God said and not let the world decide for us those things. Listen to me. The world is full of experts whose lives are ruined. Why don't we listen to the Word of God? Because God will never ruin a life. The misuse of God's Word will. But God's Word used correctly will never misuse a life. And I pray that that message might go out. Because Satan is an absolute great deceiver. You know, Satan don't want you to believe in hell. No. Satan wants people in this world today to believe that preachers and churches and religion is just something dreamed up that man might have a crutch for a while. But I want to tell you something. Hell is as real as life is. And just as you are alive right now, there are people that are in hell burning at this very instant because they rejected Jesus Christ as their own personal Savior. There is a story in the Bible about the rich man and Lazarus. And Lazarus was saved and went to heaven. The rich man did not trust in Jesus Christ. Instead, like so many in this world today, the rich man trusted in his wealth. And he died. The Bible said he was buried, and in hell he lifted up his eyes, being in torment, seeth Abraham afar off. Listen, hell is real. There's even religions today that go around teaching that hell is nothing to it. You're just dead and you're burned up and that's it. Let me tell you, hell is real. And there is eternal punishment. There is eternal damnation. Satan would have you to put that out of your mind. Satan would have you to believe that right now upon this earth is the only time that you're going to have it. I want to tell you, it's a lie, because Satan is a liar and the father of lies. That's what the Bible said. Don't believe him. But all look unto Jesus Christ, for only He is the answer. Devil is the great deceiver. There's going to be a time in Revelation chapter 20 that Satan will be cast out of this earth. We read in Revelation 12 where he's cast into the earth. Revelation 20, he's cast out of the earth. And he's put in a bottomless pit. And the Bible said here, they cast him into the bottomless pit and shut him up and set a seal upon him. I'm telling you, there's going to be a day when the devil's going to be put away, that he should deceive the nations no more till the 1,000 years were finished. Then he should be loosed a little season. There's coming a day when Satan shall be put away during the 1,000-year reign of Jesus Christ. And when that 1,000 years are ended, the Bible says that Satan shall be loosed out of his prison. And then the Bible said that he shall go out, in verse 8 of Revelation 20, he shall go out to deceive the nations which are in the four quarters of the earth. Satan is a great deceiver. And he will go to deceive. He'll continue it. Don't believe him. We see that our time has gone away from us again today. We do invite you to come to the services at the Independence Baptist Church and listen again next Sunday morning for a continuation of this message on the wiles of Satan. Thank you now for listening.